Welcome to Pop Your Cultural Cherry. My name is Lawin, and I am your host. In this podcast, I'll be talking about my unique perspective on life and culture here in Europe, the good, the bad, the things that you would need to adjust to if you have plans of moving to Europe or you're already living here. Welcome back, everybody, to Pop Your Cultural Cherry. Today, we have a special guest. It's actually my first time doing an interview. And it's kind of connected to my last episode where I spoke about the different ways that I found successful to make new friends in a new city or a new country you're living in. And today, actually, this is a friend who I met through one of these applications that I mentioned before. So Haruki is here with us today, and he's originally from Japan. I met him in the city I live in now, Aachen, through, I think, either meetup.com or through couchsurfing in one of these events. And it's pretty interesting that it's gone a long way. So I met him back in 2018, and we've kind of kept communicating ever since then. And then we just became really good friends. And pretty much once a week, we get really drunk every Friday. And that's pretty much our relationship. And I'd say he's one of my closest friends here in Germany, actually, that I've made through living here the last 2 years. So Haruki, welcome. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thanks for very warm introduction, Lawin. Hi, everyone. I'm Haruki from Japan, and I've been living in Germany for 4 years. And before that, I spent most of the time of my life in Japan. I studied in a university in Japan and worked for quite some years there. And 4 years ago, I came to Germany.
Okay. Yeah, so what's interesting to me is I don't meet a lot of Japanese people in Europe in general. You know, you can find pockets of Japanese populations around the world. And then in Europe, maybe Dusseldorf is one of them. But in general, like, you'll see a lot of immigrants from other Asian countries, but not really a lot of Japanese people. And maybe that's because, you know, Japan itself is a very developed country. So other people wouldn't really need to leave the country for them to have a successful career or for them to have a good job or whatever. So that's what I find quite interesting. So it's interesting to me that why would a Japanese person actually come all the way to Germany to actually further his career or whatever. At the same time, I also know that, you know, Japan itself has a lot of immigrants from other developing countries around the world, especially like Vietnam and also from my country, from the Philippines. Lots of people, you know, they try to learn Japanese, they want to leave their country, and they go to Japan. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about your story, like maybe why you left Japan and why Germany.
Yeah, probably like one of the reasons could be like I wanted to really escape from Japanese hot summer. And probably like for Vietnamese people and Filipinos, it's quite affordable. But for me, it was like too hot and humid. And here it's quite nice cold summer. Yeah, actually, I wanted to have a more exciting and challenging life. And in Japan, like I had quite like nice, easy, comfortable life. But like I wanted to have some more adventure and I wanted to try something new. And actually I wanted to like live in Europe since I was 7. I came to Europe first time with my family for holidays, and somehow since then I've been in love with Europe in many different ways. And it took almost 2 decades to move here after I dreamed about it. But now I'm here.
You visited Europe before, but kind of what was your image or what kind of lifestyle were you looking for? Because obviously, if you live in Japan, maybe it's different if you live in Tokyo and other cities, or you live in a big city and you live in the province. But in general, the lifestyle is very different, right? And then, you know, and then obviously Europe and Japan, the difference might also be very big, right? So what was your expectation? What kind of life did you envision yourself having in Europe?
Every time I traveled to Europe, what I felt was like it's such a beautiful place. And food was also good. There are also like a lot of beautiful women. And yeah, so there are just like a lot of nice things here. And I thought, oh, it might be nice to just live here.
So anything specifically you liked about Germany, that's what brought you to Germany? Or it was more of like Europe as a whole, and I don't really care where in Europe I end up in?
Good question. Yeah, so there are like some favorite countries in Europe. And also, I've been also quite realistic. So yeah, there are like a lot of beautiful countries I would like to live in or I'd like to visit. But also, it's also true that like English is like not most spoken language in this area, Europe. So I wanted to be kind of realistic because I need to work and like finance myself. So yeah, like where you can still work in English, and I thought about the UK, Netherlands, and Germany. Yeah, those were like my options at that time. And just by chance, I met my wife who is from Germany, and it might have been different if I have met a Dutch girl or English girl.
But it's better not to find out. So you're here in Germany now, and so obviously I met you in Aachen in 2019, but maybe you can tell me also the other places you've lived in Germany.
Yeah, sure. Before I came to Aachen, I lived in Hamburg most of the time, and shortly I also lived in Berlin.
So big cities to small cities.
Yeah, it was quite shockingly small because my hometown in Japan, it's like a very small city in Japan, but it's 500,000 people living there. And in Germany, it's a big, big city. So yeah. It's quite different here.
Oh, okay. And then obviously I know you also lived in Tokyo and Kyoto, and these are kind of big cities as well. So that must be different for you. And even if we say, well, in Germany, people would, you know, refer Hamburg as a big city, but honestly, it's just like 2 million people, right? Or is it 3 million? But I mean, in Asia, it's okay. It's a city, but not really that big, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you've lived in Japan, you've lived in Germany. And how do you find living in Germany, like compared to Japan? Are there any big differences for you?
Yeah, it's quite different living here and also in Japan. Yeah, so living here is like a lot slower than Japan. Yeah, like in Japan, like everybody's busy, time passes very quickly, but here, like people are not too busy, everything is kind of slow, and including all the service or like public service.
Yeah.
But in a way it's relaxing. So like you have to be quite patient to live here, but at the same time, like you have quite relaxing life.
Ah, okay. So it's like you trade the conveniences of living like in a big city for kind of like the slow-paced lifestyle of a small city or like a rural area, right? I guess this is like the comparison.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So it's like you came from the city and you went to a farm, no? Something like not that extreme, but it's something like this, right?
Yeah, I think if you tell that to people from Tokyo, they would understand and they would think the same.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to Tokyo. Tokyo is crazy. It's so big and it's so busy. Everything's open. You have convenience stores from left to right. You have vending machines everywhere. People and 24/7. Exactly. I think people are just like walking around. Like it's a different world than here in Aachen, in the city where we live in. What at around 10? It's nobody. Practically nobody, unless there's an event. Like there's nobody walking on the streets.
Yeah. So of course it is like convenient to have like all the access like 24/7. Like you can like almost get everything 24/7 in Japan. But like on the backstage, like somebody is always working. That means like people are just working more than here. And of course here in Germany, like everything is closed on Sunday, and also like in public holidays too. And also, like many stores are closing a lot earlier, so like supermarket closing at I don't know 7 or 8 or like even 9 is like quite early for me, because like in Japan, like normally like there are supermarket closing at 12, or like often like they're open, like some of them are even open like 24/7.
Right.
So so of course like you don't get convenience here, but everybody is more relaxed and everybody has like more free time, and I think I find it really good.
Yeah, more free time. That's a good point. In terms of like free time that you mentioned, I guess in Tokyo, like because you have this whole crazy rush hour, and I don't know, I guess you have also a lot of time that you need to spend with your colleagues or whatever. You kind of waste a lot of like personal time, I guess. Is this something that you consider? I'm just thinking, because that's also how it is in the Philippines a little bit, right? You lose a lot of personal time for whatever reason, because it's busy, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's not just about time, but also money. So like in Tokyo, there's like a lot of expense, not just about rent, but like just living there is like crazily expensive. And if you go somewhere by train, then it also costs. And if you eat something, and it's of course like expensive. So like you just spend more time and money there without noticing. But here, like it's quite difficult to spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you get quite a lot of time. So yeah, for example, here like in Germany, like there are not many people living 2 hours away from their workplace. But in Tokyo, like if you have a house, it's quite common to commute for 2 hours. And
wow.
If you live alone, then probably like 1 hour is like average.
Is that 2 hours one way or 2 hours?
One way.
That's
yes.
One way. Oh my God.
Yeah. If you are not own a house and commute to an office in Tokyo.
That's crazy. Okay. Okay, so now you've been in Germany for 4 years. Are there some things that you still miss about Japan every now and then?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely Japanese service. Yeah, because like in Japan, like you can go to a restaurant and get good service, but here like you have to give service to like waiters and waitresses and you still have to pay, so... Yeah, I really miss like Japanese good service, and like you don't need to tip them in Japan, so it's quite a big difference.
Yeah, that's cool. How about let's talk about cultural differences between the people? So we talked a little bit about, you know, the environment coming from Tokyo, maybe moving to smaller city, or even here in Aachen, which is like maybe a town in Japan. But in terms of the people, German people and Japanese people, do you see a lot of like differences, a lot of similarities? Like how do you see this? Obviously, your wife is German as well, so you have a lot of, you know, comparisons.
Yeah, I think there are like a lot of differences and similarities. Yeah, I think somewhat Japanese people are like Germans in Asia or other way around. German people are Japanese people in Europe. Yeah, I think one biggest difference is like German people are really dialect,
mm-hmm.
and Japanese people are like very indirect. Life in Japan is very, very complicated, but life here is very simple because people tell you what exactly they think and you directly know how they think. But in Japan, it's the other way around.
I mean, there's good and bad things about both, right? I think there's a...
Yeah, of course.
I don't know if there's a right way or a wrong way, but I think in general, you have to be both, but you have to kind of find the balance. But yeah, I get what you mean. Like in Germany, I'm also quite shocked at the directness sometimes of people. But I mean, I'm used to kind of just, you know, hiding my emotions and maybe only saying it when it's a one-on-one conversation, but like not never in a group. Maybe sometimes even in a one-on-one conversation, I wouldn't really say 100% what I feel. But yeah. I think this is changing, and I think it's like Germany's, you know, influence on me. And I guess it's the same for you, right?
Yeah, of course. So it's like what I mentioned could be like advantage or disadvantage. So like if you see it from different perspective, maybe it's like in Japanese people indirect, but also like Japanese people make a lot of compliments while German people don't do so much, or they don't do much small talk, or like you wear nice dresses, or like, oh, you wear nice shoes, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in Japan, like everybody says that. So like you have to always find like one thing you can give a compliment about. And it could be stressful, but it's also nice to get a lot of compliments like every time you meet people. Yeah, you don't get that here.
Do you think sometimes these compliments in Japan are a bit fake or exaggerated?
Yeah, of course it's exaggerated.
Okay.
But I still believe that there's at least like 1% of truth.
Which is not bad, right? To hear.
Yeah.
To hear from somebody that you're doing something correctly, even though it's 1% correct, right?
Yeah, yeah. So they don't say like, oh, you are tall if you are not tall. So
that's an interesting insight about directness. And I think that's something that's really correct also for me as a Filipino. But how about punctuality? Because like Germany is known for punctuality, but Japan is also known for punctuality. Do you have any like thoughts on this?
Yeah, as far as I know, yeah, they're both punctual. And just the difference is German people are like often on time and Japanese people are like 5-10 minutes earlier. And that's a difference. And yeah, for public transportation, trains are like always on time in Japan, but here like they're often late.
So maybe
if you try to be, I don't know, if you try to be at the station on time, like train must be late.
Do you think a typical Japanese person moves to Germany would be annoyed by like a Deutsche Bahn or like
That's for sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah, not only public transportation, but the service here and all the inconvenience.
Ah, okay. I got it. Okay, so let's move to another topic. How do you think Europeans view Japanese people or Japanese culture? Do you think they generally like it, or how are you perceived here? How are you treated? Because like for me as a Filipino person, like of course Japan and the Philippines are very close. There's a lot of history there, and we're very aware of like the Japanese brands that are in the country. They're dominating the market, anime, whatever. But how about here in Europe? What's it like? You know, how do people normally perceive you, or what do they know about Japan?
Yeah, so as you said, like anime is really big thing here. So like when I say, oh, I'm from Japan, and then they directly start talking about anime and manga.
Yeah.
And they might know even a lot more than I do. Yeah, it also happens. And also like many people believe that every Japanese person can make sushi, which is quite difficult for average Japanese person. So like, yeah, anime and sushi, like those two things, like many European people think of Japan.
So you've been working in Germany as well. How about in terms of work culture? Do you see any similarities, or how different is it? Because obviously we have a lot of German brands, a lot of Japanese brands who are kind of like competitors. Like if we look at the car industry, if we look at, I don't know, a lot of other technical industries, like you have Japan and Germany kind of producing maybe similar things, similar industries. But in terms of the work culture, like the people working in the company, would you say, is it very similar? Is it very different?
Yeah, I think working culture is very, very different. So yeah, as you said, like it's true that like we have quite similar industries and we produce quite similar things, but our approach is very, very different. Yeah, so in Japan, people care more about process and results. And here people care more about results and process. So what happened is like in Japan, people just work for many, many hours or days or years. That is important part. So like your boss is gonna like you if you work many hours. It doesn't matter like what result you bring. And here, like it's not about how many hours you do overtime, but what kind of result you can bring. And if you bring good result, like you're doing well. Yeah, in general, I think the German working culture works quite well for short term, like making profit in short term. But if you want to like innovate something, like you need a lot of time. And then in that case, like Japan might have some advantage, because they are more patient, and even if you don't have like any result, you can keep working on it. And then, oh, like this product might be in the market after 20 years, and they sometimes really make it.
How about in terms of the social structure within the workplace, within the office? Like, do you think it's very different? Like, because I've kind of worked with some Japanese people before, and you have a lot of like drinking culture, you know, going out after work. I don't know what's been your experience in Germany, but maybe you can tell us something a bit about this, like, you know, the social situation inside the offices. How similar, how different is it actually?
It's quite different. So in Japan, kind of drinking after work is obligation, and here's not obligation. So if you want to drink beer with your colleague, you can go out with them, but you don't have to do it. And also you don't drink with your boss here. Yeah, in Japan, like if your boss says like let's go for a drink, you can't really say no if you want to get promotion. Yeah, in general, there are like some similarities, but like differences could be relationship with your colleagues. So here, like they can be your friends, but in Japan, unless they are like your age, they can't be your friends, because if they are older, it doesn't matter like what position they are. You have to like pay some respect to older people. So there's of course hierarchy in the company, but also like another hierarchy of age. So it's not just about boss and like your team member, but also like even if you're in the same level, if somebody is older, then you have to pay respect.
So even though you drink with them a lot, it still might be the case that they're not your friends because they're older than you?
Yeah, it might not happen so often, but yeah, even if you drink with them very often, like it's very difficult to be friends with somebody who are older.
Let's talk about some of the important things that you learned while living in Germany. Were there anything, you know, as a Japanese person that you would think that actually these are important things you could incorporate in your life? I don't know, in the life of an average Japanese person, let's say.
Yeah, so I don't know if I really learned from the culture, but yeah, my life here taught me quite a lot of things. And I think one of the most important thing is like I have a responsibility for my own happiness, and no one but me can make myself happy. So, yeah, if I can tell like my friends in Japan, yeah, I would just say like be yourself, follow your dreams, and take risks. And those things, like, probably I wouldn't realize that if I just lived in Japan, but living abroad also gives me a lot of different perspectives.
Maybe you can explain to the listeners what a typical day for you would be like in Japan. Like, let's say in Tokyo specifically, maybe during the week and during the weekend versus a day when you were working back in Hamburg, just for people to really imagine and maybe like compare how big the difference is.
In Tokyo, my typical day would be during the week, commuting to the office in a very packed train and squeeze. And like once you get to the office, you are already kind of exhausted by going there. In the office, like you have to be there on time. And yeah, once you arrive at the office, like you greet everybody. And then at 9 o'clock, like phone is going to start ringing. Yeah, in Japan, like everybody start working at 9 and many people try to reach you from 9 to 9:30. And yeah, you do some work in the morning and during lunchtime, everybody leaves office and go to some restaurants with your colleagues or boss or like on your own. And in Tokyo, there are a lot of different types of restaurants. So like you can always choose like which one you want to go. And also, although there are like a lot of restaurants in Tokyo, you still have to queue to get in. And then lunch break is like about 1 hour. And like you have to queue, order food and eat and go back to the office. So it's not so much time. After lunch, everybody is like kind of relaxed, kind of slow. So like not many things happen. And if there are like some meetings, they might be a bit sleepy. And then work till, depending on the company and depending on the job, but work normally till like 5:30. And after that, you do overtime. That's also depending on the company. Like some companies, like you could probably leave on time, but in most companies, you have to work till your boss leaves. And then after that, you go for drink with your boss or colleagues. And typical weekends would be so Friday and Saturday. Yeah, normally like you spend time with friends or partners. And then yeah, if you go for a party, like you drink till you get wasted. And if you go to Tokyo in the morning of early morning of Saturday or Sunday, you see a lot of people passed out and sleeping on the street. Drinking is quite common on Friday and Saturday. And Sunday, like since you have to go to office on time, like you don't do much and you start getting prepared for the new week. Yeah, in Germany, a typical weekday would be before Corona when I worked in the office. So normally like in the morning, like you go to office and have coffee and chat with your colleagues. And after that, you start working. And for lunch, you have break with your colleagues. So you have lunch with them. And then after that, very often in Germany, like people bring cakes to the office. Yeah, in Germany, like you have to like coffee and cakes because you always have to eat and drink coffee with your colleagues and chat. Yeah, you could be quite chatty and coffee lover and like you want to enjoy office life here. Typical weekends, like going out with friends sometimes, but also like what I started here is cooking at home with friends and drinking. So in Japan, like since everybody lives far away from each other and everybody lives in a very small flat, you can't really invite friends and like cook something for them. But here, like normally flat is at least 2 times bigger than the flat in Tokyo. And people also live quite close to each other. So it's quite easy to have dinner together with friends at home. I really like it.
Yeah. That's true. That's something also strange for me. And I did cook a lot before and I came here and actually you need to cook a lot because it's also like a social event. it's kind of strange.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I cook more Japanese food than ever in Japan.
Yeah, obviously because everyone wants to try it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So in Japan, nobody asked me to cook Japanese food, but like here everybody is like, oh, Japanese food, that's nice. And I want to try this and that.
No, because it's just so easy to buy food, right? Everything's open till late. You can just like go to maybe like, I don't know, if you have these kind of street markets, you can go to them or just, you know, some restaurants that are not so expensive. But in general, I think like eating out in Germany is like, it's an event that you kind of spend money for. But
yeah, true.
At least what I remember in Tokyo is like, you know, you can just go to like a small side stall and just buy food there.
Exactly. So like in Japan, like there are a lot of offers for food, so like you can get ready meal or like you can even get like normal food in supermarket, like cooked one, and you don't need to do anything. There are also like a lot of reasonable restaurants where you can get food. But here, you have to cook on your own or you go to a restaurant and pay quite some. But in Japan, like supermarket is also quite expensive. So like cooking at home is not cheaper in Japan, but here it's a lot cheaper.
Right. Yeah, that's the reason. Because like eating out is expensive, but supermarket is cheap. So then it's like opposite in Japan, right?
Yeah.
So then it just makes sense to just eat out all the time. That gives our listeners a really good idea of the differences. How about in terms of like the future? Do you see yourself as someone, you know, because you like Europe as a young person, you've traveled here, you've lived here for 4 years, your wife is German, but at the same time, you know, you're from Japan, which is probably still going to be a super developed country in the next, I don't know, 20 years or so. Do you ever see yourself, you know, wanting to move back? Or do you think that you've adapted quite well to the life in Germany that you would want to stay here?
Yeah, I really like living here. So no, I don't really want to go back to Japan. But I'd like to go to Japan for holidays because it's still a beautiful place and nice country. And doing holidays is probably like one of the best places in the world because the service is so good. And,
yeah.
And yeah, nature is beautiful.
Great. All right. So I think I've asked you a lot of questions and I mean, you gave a lot of good answers that also really painted a big picture of, you know, how the two cultures are different. And I really want to thank you for giving us some of your time. If you have anything you want to say, do you have anything you want to say to the listeners or?
Maybe I can promote Japan. So go to Japan. It's a beautiful country. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to like it. I've never met somebody who went there and didn't like it except Japanese people. So.
Actually, that's true.
Go there and have fun.
That's true. I've never met somebody who said, no, I don't like Japan. Japan's always like, Japan's awesome. Like, you know, you perceive it as an awesome place. And if you ever get the chance to visit, like, you just like, yeah, it is awesome. Like, you have to go there. I've been there once and I'm really dying to go back. And that's just how cool the country is.
Yeah, unless you're from there, like, you can appreciate like yeah, every single thing about the culture and the country.
Awesome. All right. So again, thank you, Haruki, for joining us at Popular Culture Cherry.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Popular Culture Cherry. You can listen to Popular Culture Cherry on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or other podcast apps or websites. If you want to stay updated with the podcast, follow us on Instagram and don't forget to like our Facebook page.